about this rich matter. He reminded Nigerians they should stop thinking that they have money. That the national budget of Nigeria at that time and that of the New York State Fire Department were the same. I don't know whether you heard me. The fire department, I'm not sure of New York State, I think it's New York City. Their fire department was the same as the whole of our country. One particular aircraft carrier, being commanded, okay, with all the things that go around with it, had the same budget as Nigeria. When they say Nigeria is owing money, Nigeria is owing money. All we owed was $30-something billion, true or false? Greece, the second round of IMF money last week was $168 billion to bail out Greece. I was angry when I saw that Greece zone. All the years we were shouting about debt. Nigeria is owing money. $30-something billion. Which between Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, if you take and do charity. The amount of money Warren Buffett gave in one day to Bill Gates Foundation was more than that. Hey, so wipe your brain away from that dirty oil in Niger Delta that's making you feel like you are getting rich at all, if that's what you're thinking about. The wealth I'm talking about is you. Did I hear an amen? Amen. Yeah, because we have never seen money in Nigerians. The other day, they said they are lending Southern Sudan money. I was upset. Southern Sudan, that collected independence today. They said, is the IMF or World Bank or somebody or European Union lending them $78 million? Our senators have $78 million. I was very angry. A whole nation. You are talking about, you're not ashamed of yourself. You are lending the whole country $78 million. If I come to Nigeria, the senators just, the boys just say, hey, boys, bring $2 million. Bring $2 million. Gather money. They dash them. I feel very bad. This is real poverty. You are lending a whole nation $78 million and you are talking. It's not your fault too. That's how poor they are. Now, I'm bringing an issue here. So let's leave this poverty of the African man. Let's think about how the world has. You know, the state California is the fifth largest economy in the world. You take that state alone, the whole United States will be one. Maybe followed by, I think China has been number two or number three. Japan, Germany, by the time, the next one on the line, California. And it's one state. I want to open your mind so that you stop thinking that, Enugu is the rich state, we should be able to tie all the roads. Don't forget all of that. Thank God we're tying the roads there. But don't, that is, get your mind into the realm of divine abundance. That's what I'm talking about. I told all these stories to let you know that if God is doing something like that on the earth already, let nobody deceive you that God doesn't want his children to prosper abundantly. Let me tell you what they call prosperity. It's not chopping food. As of today, all I do is cut what I'm eating. So food is not an issue. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's not what I mean by prosperity. Food is not what we are talking about. God even, look, go and read it. Jesus expected that his disciples shouldn't focus on what shall we eat. That is, don't make it a prayer point. What do I call prosperity? There's no reason on earth why any Nigerian should travel anywhere in the world for any medical procedure. God will bless you so much. Is it those hospitals they run to in Europe and America? You will build one in Enugu, one in Abuja, one in Lagos, and one in Port Harcourt. I didn't hear the amen. That's what I call prosperity. Anytime I see Nigerians, is there anytime I see those innocent bosses? Are they happy? You can criticize the jeep the way you. I don't care. Once I see innocent on those bosses, I'm happy. Yes. Because prosperity is not about ability to chop. His ability to produce. He said, it is the Lord thy God that giveth the power to produce power. That literal Greek and literal Hebrew. Power to get power. So what God gives is what? The power to produce something that puts you in control. Did you hear what I said? God doesn't give his children money. He gives them power to produce. That's what we're calling prosperity. power to produce so as to be in. Look, I tell you all the time. Listen. As in Nigeria of today, there are people who are not politicians, that politicians call before they make policies. Are you getting what I'm saying? And listen. You know, I was saying something, that the problem is that people sometimes is mentality. They say, what's a man looking for? Once you have enough money for yourself, your wife, your children, you can send your children to school and they can go to a good school, buy one car, one for school run, one for your wife. What more are you looking for in life? Once you hear that, know that's a man who has joined the cult of poverty. No matter how humble he seems, he has a poverty mentality. Because if you have enough money, enough resources to take care of yourself, your children, your wife, build one house in the village, one in the city, and what more are you looking for? You came to this life just to build a few houses. It would have been better if you were just aborted. Like I say all the time, if everybody thought like you, people like me would have suffered though when we came to Enugu. Because they would be living in the house they built in Enugu. And they will have none to rent to people like me. Thank God my landlord doesn't think like that. Thank God he has the mindset that it should be fruitful and multiply and fill the land, if it's not the whole earth. For that reason, I had a vacant house to park into. And all I gave him is a bit of money. And like I say all the time, jokingly, but truthfully also, that he said, you will live in houses you did not build. That's a fulfillment, round one. Yeah, there are two rounds of fulfillment. There's one, when God was engineer of Israel, they would take houses from people that used to own them. Me, I'm not that wicked. I'm still living in a house that I did not build. And I was soon packed to another one that I didn't build. Maybe I just paid small money, but I wasn't the one that sweated over it. Now, are you getting my point? So, listen, let's quickly get that out of our minds. It is not humility at all, that kind of talk. It's people who talk like that, that make preachers beg. The book I'm writing, so who will pay for this? When you read the book, initially you think I'm angry with preachers who beg for money and twist the word of God for money. No! The book wasn't about it. Do I explain some things that, look, some things are not in order. The book was more about the Christians that make it necessary for preachers to beg. Like Kenegan said once, said in those days they appeared like the Christians, what they had, the prayer they had for their pastors was, God, keep our pastor humble, we will keep him poor. You keep him humble, we will do the job of making sure that poverty is his portion. What am I saying? A lot of times you see ministries. Anyway, I thank God for those of you that God is blessing and we still bless in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Why am I saying so? Before I met people, before I preached to anybody, I swore by Almighty God with his power that any ministry I run would never beg for money. Some people thought that it meant that I would be so rich, I would be using my money to pay. If they didn't realize, I prayed the second prayer that, God, don't bless me like that so that I'll be using my money to do ministry. That otherwise, how will I know I was called? How will I know I was called? If I have to swear, I've seen preachers say that, no, they will first go work, save up money and start ministry. You were not sent by God. No, I refuse to do that. I prayed those prayers side by side. What am I saying? But the manifestation of the fact that I never beg, you know the manifestation? That God blesses people so much that they super abound unto all good works. And because of their good works, I don't have to beg. In case you do not know, first Saturday, Tuesday in August, we are back on Joy FM in Otukwo. Very soon we will settle the deal on the next radio station. We are going on two radio stations side by side at the same time and continue the one we are doing on TV. And we are not stopping. Why? Because there are people who are not living for just themselves. They will build one house, acquire a few property. What more are they looking for? They know. There are people who say no. The work of God must be done. The preaching of the gospel. The only those who don't think that poverty talk, that they thought, they are the only ones that can allow the work of God to ride without the preacher's begging. As the preacher has come on TV,
praise God, praise God. This handkerchief I spent anointed for a gift of $200, I will send it to you. I'll shake my head. The people of God, why do you allow this to happen? Say, when I was going out, I saw this anointed flash drive. And this ministry is going to send anybody who sends us $50 and above this week, will send you this flash drive. I start feeling very bad. It's not the preacher. It's all of us. They have their guilt. We have our guilt. When we are all running, you know, he said, everybody has run to his own house. And they have left the house of God to break down. They've left it unrepaired. Why? Because they said, after all, what are we looking for in this life? I all build a house, buy a car, born 3.5 children. Sorry, is it 4 children? The way that Christians talk, they say, he said, what are you doing with many children? You don't know if things are expensive. Listen, if you want to have one child, have, amen. If you want to have two, have, amen. But please, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your Lord and mine. It must never be because things are difficult. How can you be prophesying evil upon children you're about to have? If life is difficult for 4 children, it will be difficult for 2. Children are like eggs. You can boil 5 at the go, you can boil 1, the same period. When we're young, they used to crack a joke. They say, how long does it take to boil 1 egg in 5 minutes? How long would it take to boil 5? And we thought we're wizards in mathematics. We could do 5 multiplied by 5 is equal to 25. 25! And they will say, my friend, it is 5 minutes. Just put all of them into the same kettle. Say, okay, wisdom of the aged. Thank you. Anytime somebody gives birth to a child and I have to pray for the child, there's one prayer I never forget to add. I said, children are the heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is a blessing. And the blessing of God, they make rich. And they don't add any sorrow. I said, Lord, increase prosperity in this home because this child has come in the name of Jesus Christ. And listen to me, if you say amen when I pray that prayer around you, you will never be poor in life in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will nurse and take good care of your children. Listen, and the children of other people added to it in the name of Jesus Christ. A time will come when they don't know what to do with you, they come and dash you. They say, what happened to this child? The parents. The mother died at birth. The father is very poor. He wants to give up for adoption. Say, no. Why? Why bother? You know, Mr. So-and-so. That one. Go to his house. His wife will take. You just knock on your door. Go. And they open the door. Wah. They say, you are so blessed that this is where children find refuge. That will be your story in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Don't worry about money. By that time, money won't be an issue. Oprah Winfrey went to South Africa and built a school. And put people that she's not related to in it. Why do Christians think like Satan? Christians will be thinking like, Oprah Winfrey is building school all over the world. Christians are thinking satanic thoughts. And I said, I want to have only 2 children because country hard. As you have said in my ears, let me stop it there. Hey, don't complete it. It's a risky prophecy. Please don't say such things in the ears of God. Don't. Talk like my wife. My wife and I want to talk. I said, baby, you could drop one more, or another two. So the argument is that who will change the nappy? Then the other day when I'm at a bump picking, I look at my wife, I said, I think you're a senior madam now. Leave this child bearing thing. I said, how can you be struggling labor room with Tamara and Emma? And then he said, Mrs. Banks is inside. You mean I wait? Don't go into labor yet. To Mama won't born. I told my wife, I agree with you now. No, those are better reasons. Say, no, let's make space for these young wives who are just getting belly, who are beginning to born children one after the other, so we can help them. You know, last time when I'm at the river, when her husband came, that's my brother, They were in my house for some time. So my wife too, we tie her up in the evening, do like Omugo woman. Say, hey, where's baby? Go and carry big kid. I said, okay. Now understand why enough if you continue this thing. People have taken the battle. That's better. Or like she would tell once in a while, no. What am I going to travel with my husband? Okay, I can understand all of that. But to tell me that as a Christian, you open your mouth and say you don't want many children because of poverty. May God seal your mouth like that of Zachariah, the father of John, so you won't spoil your own destiny. I say amen now.
Amen.
Are you afraid? No, don't worry. Your destiny will manifest. So that's why I want to close it. So once you have repented, your mouth will open. Ah. Listen, you will give us scholarships.
Amen.
I say you will give us scholarships.
Amen.
That the time will come when we want to do jump, say, money not complete. How will we go to university? Say, don't worry, just pass. Pass first. Then you go and file your pass letter in that man's house. That we heard he swore before God that there's nobody that comes near his house who wants to go to school that will not be able to go. And please, just get a very high GPA. He will send it to the best schools in Nigeria and abroad. We are not related. It does not matter. He has been blessed so that he is now a blessing. Are you getting my point? You must be convinced of it. You must be. Like I said at the beginning, I want to close. I said at the beginning, these words are not describing where you are right now. They are describing where God is taking you to. Do you get my point? Listen to me. If you believe it, you will experience it.
Amen.
He said, blessed is she that has believed, for there shall be a performance of those things spoken by the angel. Listen, I have spoken the word of God to you. If you believe it, I said there will be a performance in your life.
Amen.
You will never be average.
Amen.
Listen to me. You will never be average.
Amen.
Listen, let me say it one more time. You will never be average.
Amen.
Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's God's plan. That's what he wants. The times of lack, the times of managing, were the times of training. God had to purify your spirit. Yeah? He had to purify your spirit. There are people that God said, until you dance and rejoice over that money I'm giving you, 1 naira extra like this, you know, go get. So your next salary, you lay it down in front. God of miracles, now my power. You will dance around. Now you now take it, you share it, see to the sower, and bread for food. At this age, you go home. You know they carry anything, go house. It must stop. He said, but I don't. There's nothing like I don't have yet. You have. Is that your name?
Amen.
It may not be much. It is acceptable according to what a man has. To let you know how Christians behave. I went to Wuri to go and preach. A man came to me for counseling. So I should tell him what to do now, otherwise something bad is going to happen. So I said, what is the problem? He said, my father is not behaving like a father at all. What did he do? He will sell land, family land. He won't share the money to reach him. I looked the guy. Oh, God save the guy, saying be adult. And I not get koboko for them. And I was not permitted to whip anybody. I was a preacher. So I calmed down nicely. I looked the guy, how old are you? I said, he's like 30. Your father sold and didn't share money to you. Is the land your own? He was looking at me. I said, do you want to be blessed in life? He said, yes. What do you do? He said, he's a farmer. What do you farm? He said, I farm poultry. A poultry farmer. Okay, very good. You have birds? Yes. They lay eggs? He said, yes. When last you carry eggs to go and give your father? The guy, they look me. You make some money? Yes. I said, let me tell you how men behave. I said, if your father sells land and flushes the money down the toilet, it's none of your business.
I told him like that. If your father wants to flush his money down the toilet, it does not concern you. I said, you are 30 or 30-something. Haba. Every weekend, half a crate of eggs, go home and drop it for your father. And I don't mean the Pentecostal gift of bribing. Drop it for your father. I said to him, one drum of emotion is not expensive, I found out. One day, go home, tell your father to excuse you, bring a painter, buy a few drums, and repaint his house for him. He was looking at me. I said, if you want to prosper in life, better leave here and go and do what I have told you. Let me add things I did not say to him. If he continues in that gru, he will cross road one day, a car will kill him. He will have meningitis. Honor your father and your mother. That it may be well with you. That you may live long in this land of promise I've given you. Then listen, listen. He said, if I'm a father, where is my honor? You can't go home empty-handed all the time and you want to prosper. Wait. After the Christians are givers, they are not givers because they have plenty. Though they will have plenty. They are givers by nature. Let me stop my message. My time has finished. I don't want to speak more than this. But let me end it again. You have been blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
Because I preach in Africa, I have to keep saying these things. There are no witches that can sit on your prosperity. Any witch that mistakenly sits on it, it will prosper with you. Except that the prosperity of a fool may go destroy him. Nobody can sit on your prosperity.
Amen.
Nobody can sit on your prosperity.
Amen.
Please, I beg you, forget all my enemies that won't want me to prosper. Don't worry about them. When the ways of a man pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be compulsorily at peace with him. Don't worry about that. For everywhere you applied for a job they didn't give you, smile. And say, Peleo, oh, what a pity. They say, what's a pity? You lost. I'm carrying my blessing to somewhere else. Jesus looked at the disciples and said, peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. And he said to them, anywhere you go, say to them, peace be upon this home. Anywhere you walk, get to the office and say, peace be upon this office. You carry peace. So if somebody doesn't allow you in, who lost? Yeah, it's the person that lost. It's just because, you know, I'm not a, you know, career academician. That way, I would do shakara. I would just go my din. I'm resigning. I know anywhere I go. Yeah, promote me now, otherwise I'm going to resign. But there's nowhere I go, the people will not be blessed. But there's no point making that point anyway. You know, we know it already. What am I saying? You will prosper in life.
Amen.
Believe it, God indeed has designed that you will be above and not beneath. You will not manage. Your giving will not be out of struggle for long.
Amen.
No, a time will come that you will give without even knowing you are giving.
Amen.
Because you will have so prospered, you will super abound unto every good work. That is the saying of God to you. If you believe it, shout a very loud amen.
Amen.
All right, let's just bow down our heads and give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you.